Shalom Australia. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party limited the registration to the movement on Monday in an effort to stop the mass registration of the new Likudniks faction, which currently has over 1,200 members. A party official said they want to take over the Likud in an undemocratic manner. Last week, Netanyahu's supporters in the party petitioned the Likud court against the registration of the new Likudniks, claiming it was unkosher because the new members had no intention of voting for the party in the general elections. The new Likudniks faction denied the accusation against them, saying, "We're not planning a coup, nor are we a fifth column. We're here to bring back the Likud's values of old, an exemplary society, ethics and morality, fighting against corruption, the rule of law." The party has put an end to online registration. The Police National Fraud Unit on Monday detained high-profile diamond mogul Benny Steinmetz and four others for questioning in a money laundering investigation involving real estate deals abroad. A statement said police suspect the group acted systematically together with the prime suspects in order to create and present fictitious contracts and transactions, among other things, in real estate deals in a foreign country for the purpose of money laundering and money transfers. Yair Netanyahu, the son of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, on Wednesday said American left-wing groups are more dangerous than neo-Nazis. The Prime Minister eventually condemned right-wing violence in the US and tweeted on Tuesday that he was outraged by expressions of anti-Semitism, neo-Nazism and racism. He said everyone should oppose this hatred. After he was criticized for staying silent on Charlottesville in the US, where a left-wing demonstrator was killed. His silence was attributed to his close ties with US President Donald Trump rather than his personal views, and the Prime Minister was eventually urged to speak out against the extreme right. In a response on Wednesday afternoon to Yair Netanyahu's comments, sources close to the Prime Minister said Yair is an adult and his views are his own alone. US President Donald Trump's stance, which gave equivalence to right and left demonstrators, was also supported by Likud MK Oren Hazan, who said on Tuesday that the president is right, violence and extremism on any side is forbidden and demands condemnation. A member of the presidium of the Beit Yehudi party, Rabbi Yisrael Rosen, considered one of the most important rabbis in the religious Zionist movement, announced that he was resigning from the party because of the employment of a lesbian speaker by party chairman and minister of education, Naftali Bennett. Brit Glor Peretz, media advisor to Bennett, is raising her two children together with her female partner. Glor Peretz decided to come out as gay following the controversy that broke out after the state announced it would not allow single-sex couples to adopt children. Following the revelation, Bennett supported his spokesperson, saying, "I appreciate people for their character and not for their sexual orientation." Islamic cleric Ra'id Salah, who heads the banned northern branch of the Islamic movement, was arrested late on Monday following a raid on his home in the northern city of Umm El Fan. Police said on Tuesday morning they had arrested for questioning under caution as central instigator of the Islamic movement on suspicion of incitement to violence and terror. 17-year-old Palestinian Kutayba Zakran from the West Bank city of Tulkarm was killed yesterday after pulling out a knife to attack a border policeman. Zakran was ordered to stop, but instead managed to lightly injure the policeman in the leg before being shot. A lifeguard drowned on Thursday at the Hilton Beach in Tel Aviv, while some of his colleagues abandoned their posts, leading to the closure of lifeguard stations in four of the city's beaches at the peak of the summer and height of tourist visits. Lifeguard stations were closed in Aviv Beach, Bogoshov Beach, Gordon Beach and Mizizim Beach, causing panic among beachgoers as the large waves crashed onto the unguarded shores. The lifeguards are in dispute with the Tel Aviv municipality, demanding better conditions. The 60-year-old driver of a truck that crashed on Monday evening into the concrete pedestrian bridge that links the area of Givat Shaul with Bnei Barak, causing it to collapse, died of his wounds. The iconic bridge near the Coca-Cola plant is currently unusable. The first international aid arrived in Sierra Leone on Tuesday after Israel sent enough food for 10,000 meals for the thousands displaced by the deadly mudslides in the country. Israel's ambassador to West Africa, Paul Hirschen, who has been tasked with coordinating Israel's assistance in Sierra Leone, tweeted that he was proud to say the food was the first international aid to arrive. News in Israel has been overshadowed this week by Thursday's terrorist attack in Barcelona, the city to which your reporter arrived just a couple of hours earlier. In a well-planned attack, which included thwarted preparations to carry out similar carnage in at least two other cities in Spain, a driver of a white van used his vehicle as a murder weapon as he drove at up to 80 kilometers an hour through the crowded pedestrian mall of Las Ramblas. 13 were killed and over 100 injured, several seriously. Pedestrians rushed for cover and barricaded themselves in shops, restaurants, and a church. Police sealed off the area and told people to remain where they were well into the night. After three arrests, but not of the driver of the van, police began allowing all those blockaded to leave after interviewing each and every one of them. There was fear that the van's driver may have been among the crowd. It was later reported that he was no longer in the area, but was still at large. At news of the attack, even before Islamic terrorists claimed responsibility, all Jewish institutions were immediately ordered by police to shut their doors. On Friday at midday, the city observed a minute's silence for the victims. Unused to such ceremonies, the crowds at the site of the attack, outside shopping centers, and at other gathering spots, spontaneously applauded solemnly after the silent reflection. The chief rabbi of Barcelona, Rabbi Meir Bar-Chen, responded to the attack by saying there was no future for the Jews in Spain. But at Chabad in the Los Cortes district, the mood was different. There, the emphasis was on the fact that there were no Israelis or Jews from other places amongst the killed or seriously injured. Police have said that the terror cell that planned the attack has been broken up, with now at least 12 people arrested. However, the driver of the van, a 17-year-old Moroccan, is still at large. This reporter spent the previous few days in Brussels and had an opportunity to interview several members of the Jewish community about their concerns about Europe. Nadine Yachi, chair of the International Council of Jewish Women's Anti-Semitism and Racism Committee, a resident of Antwerp, said Jews in Belgium felt besieged. She made explicit reference to the banning of ritual slaughter for meat, shchita, and the threat of circumcision being outlawed. She urged Europeans to reconsider their relationship with their fellow Jews, who are loyal citizens of the various countries in which they live. The rabbi of Brussels' Great Synagogue, Rabbi Zizi, admitted that all young people think about Aliyah. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Hebrew Program from Barcelona in Spain.